already been read. So the children all made it home for Christmas this year. They were here on Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas. Our daughters, Kate and Laura, were staying with us, Kate's husband, Dave. And the next day, the three of them decided to go out for a run. Now, Kate played high school sports, and she probably still holds at least one running record at Lakeside Elementary in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And she's always been a runner, except for that year when she couldn't walk, but she's fine now. And Dave works out every day and plays basketball full court most every day. And Laura, before she could get that defender shield from the Air Force, had to walk or run, I'm not sure if you walk or run, 7 miles in an hour and 10 minutes, carrying 40 pounds in full fatigues, just north of San Antonio, and the ambulance followed them, and they were dropping like flies, and Laura got her defender shield. I think it was the day after the Dallas game, if I remember. And so, the day after Christmas, those three were going out for a run, and I said, wait for me. It just kind of came out. And we got to the end of the driveway. This is the Sherrard driveway. It's a quarter mile long, and we're pushing it. And I'm thinking, yeah, I can hang with these guys for a while. And about then, Dave says, okay, let's ease into it. Ease into it? Are you kidding me right now? And I made another 100 yards, maybe 200, and the girls turned around and saw me, man down, man down. And then wagon wheel, that's when they run around in circles while they're waiting for the man down. I said, go ahead. Walked home. And during the walk, I decided I needed to do something about that. They seem like kind of odd questions, don't they? I mean, who asks questions like that anyway? The first question, who do men say that I am? When's the last time you asked somebody else, in essence, what do people think of me? And what did that person tell you when you asked that? And when was the last time somebody asked you, what do people think of me? And what did you tell that person? To us, those seem like odd questions. The kinds of questions asked by an insecure or narcissistic person or a vain woman or a man going through his midlife crisis. But actually, of course, it's none of those things. We've seen this before in Jesus. Jesus, as the teacher, teaching his disciples, or as we would call them, students. And we've said this before. One of the methods that Jesus uses to teach is to ask questions. In fact, the teacher asking questions of the student was foundational to educational methodology in that day. And we see remnants of this in things like Luther's Small Catechism, public examination before confirmation, love the public examination, and teachers today who ask questions of their students. Two questions. And there may or may not have been other questions that were not recorded. You can't write everything down. The first question is easier than the second. That's deliberate, and it's part of that methodology. And they all want to answer that one. First question Jesus asked the 12, the easy question, who do men say that I am? I know. As one, the 12 responded, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others say one of the prophets. That was easy. In fact, we might call this a review question because a couple of chapters before this, Mark has pointed out that Herod, who had executed John the Baptist, thought that Jesus might be John come back from the dead. Mark goes on to tell us that some people thought Jesus was Elijah and that others thought that Jesus was one of the prophets. So that was easy. The second question was harder. But who do you say that I am? Who do you, and that's a plural you, say that I am? At seminary, sometimes our teachers would ask us questions, sometimes to embarrass us, sometimes to get personal information from us with which they could later embarrass us. Sometimes just to see how much or how little we actually knew about actually being a pastor. And occasionally They ask the question to teach us something. And some of the questions they asked were pretty easy. And everybody wanted to answer those questions. But sometimes our teachers might ask us a hard question. It was a risky thing to attempt to answer the hard question. If you answered correctly, you felt good. But if you answered incorrectly, you would feel bad. And you might even be mocked by your classmates for an hour, or days, or weeks. And this was not a new thing. By the time you get to 7th